is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Hot Take. We are back after a little bit of a brief break again. You know, we said we were going to be a little bit more consistent, and that just hasn't quite panned out yet, but, you know, we'll get it there eventually. So, we got the All-Star Game coming up for hockey. Got the Super Bowl playoffs coming up for football. So, we're going to be touching a little bit of that today. And, Bryson, if you want to tell them a little bit more in detail what we're doing, take it away.
For sure. So, yeah, we're going to do for the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl, we're going to do our predictions and kind of go through our bracket and break down who we think is going to win and our Super Bowl matchup. At least me and Caleb have filled out brackets. Chase is going to be here supporting us, more morale support and agreeing with everything we say because we're obviously going to be right.
Mm-hmm. I'm the cheerleader. I support everything.
Yeah. And then after we finish that up, we are going to hop over to the NHL, and they have the All-Star Game coming up. They released the players that already made it, but we're going to hand in our votes because they have released the fan votes now, so we get to do our voting of the players that are left, and we're going to go over that, all three of us, and kind of do our votes live on the podcast. So, yeah, I don't know if Caleb, you want to kick us off with the old football bracket.
Alrighty, so we got the big playoffs coming up for NFL, amazing time of the year, but not really this year because neither me or Bryson's teams made the playoffs this year. So,
big time.
Pretty much just be watching, try to make money on the sports books. So,
yeah,
here are our predictions. Mine will be 100% correct. So,
true.
So we'll go game by game, and then I'll kind of say what my thoughts are in each game, and then Bryce, you give me your thoughts, whatever, and that's sounds good.
Make sure you're listening. Put it in your sports books.
Yep. Yeah. I won $120 yesterday, so I know my shit.
You know it's legit.
Guys are pro.
I robbed the sports books. All right, so we'll start off with I find this one of the more intriguing matchups of the AFC, Browns at Texans. So Texans with CJ Stroud, I think they just snuck into the playoffs with the division win last week. And then you got the Browns with Joe Flacco. Cinderella story came in for the Browns, turning this team around. It's a tough matchup, but I have the Browns winning this. I think the Browns defense will make CJ Stroud's life a living hell. And Joe Flacco does not do anything special. I think he just has to distribute the ball to Mari Cooper and whoever else they got. And I think this will be a close game. I'm going to go, I still have the Browns, I think 21-17. I have the Browns defeating the Texans in Texas, in Houston, I guess.
Oh, baby.
Nice.
I've heard of CJ Stroud. So that's something.
Yeah. He's been balling this year. Yeah, I also have the Browns win this one in a close matchup. I think offensively, I would give the edge to Houston still. I just think that CJ Stroud just is going to be a star, but he is still a rookie. And I think that Browns defense is legit. So I'm going to take the Browns because, as they say, defense wins championships. And I think Joe Flacco is enough of a veteran that he's not going to throw the game away by making dumb decisions. I think he's going to manage the game and win the game for the Browns.
He won't force anything. This will be a good game, but I don't think the Texans' defense is good enough. But the Browns are also hurt, so I could see this going either way.
It's a close one for me to pick.
But I think I'll take the veteran Flacco over the rookie CJ Stroud. But this one surprised me if it goes either way. But I think the Browns defense is just that good, I think.
Yeah. So,
I think it'll be I got Browns. So, on to our next AFC,
here first.
Our next AFC game is Dolphins at the Chiefs. I would consider this one of probably the best games. I actually have this ranked number two out of games I'm interested in. So, Dolphins were in the division lead all year until last week after losing to the Bills, lose the division, which sucks for them because now you got to go to Kansas City, and it's supposed to be very cold, lots of snow.
Jackson Mahomes is there.
Yeah. Like, my opinion, if this game was in Miami, I was going to go Dolphins, but I think I'm going to go with the Chiefs at home. And there's that stat where the Dolphins are like 1-6 this year against teams with a winning record. And I think going into Arrowhead is and winning is a very, very tough ask. So I'm going to put my money on Mahomes and Kelce to get it done. I'm going to say, give me 24-21 Chiefs.
You got all the Swifties there too. Don't forget about them.
Even though Kelce sucks.
Yeah, he's kind of gone MIA, but yeah, this was a tough one for me because I just do keep going back to the fact that the Dolphins just haven't been able to beat really anyone, any decent teams at all this year. And I always try to look at the playoffs as a clean slate because it's like, you know, it's one game, anything can happen. So I actually did take the Dolphins in this one. I just think that they have the playmakers on offense, and I think they have a good defense. It's not a great defense by any means, and they are kind of banged up, so this is a kind of risky pick for me. I could also easily see Kansas City running away with this one, but I don't know. I just have this gut feeling that Tyreek's and Tua are just going to annihilate this Chiefs defense because Tyreek's going to be extra motivated to beat the Chiefs. So that's my storyline. I'm sticking with it. I took the Dolphins.
It's another thing with Tua. I don't think Tua's ever played in a game where it's freezing cold.
Yeah, and
I'm a real believer in it's tough for a team, Southern team, to come up and play in a cold environment, but because the Chiefs are used to it. But it should be an interesting game. I'm going to hammer the under on this one.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to another thing. It could come down. It might be just a running back duel. Like, and if it comes to that, I think Dolphins will have the edge with Mostert and Achane versus Pacheco and Edwards-Helaire. So it's going to be a very interesting game. But I think if the game's on the line, you need a game-winning drive. I'm going with Mahomes.
Howdy. Yeah, I could see it definitely going that way.
Alrighty, so next is Steelers at the Bills, and I think Bills. I think I don't trust Mason Rudolph. They won't have TJ Watt. I think in Buffalo, I think that's too much ask for from the Steelers with all their injuries. So I think Bills. I have Bills winning. What did I put here? Bills winning 27-10.
Yeah, this is a tough one because I really like Mike Tomlin. I think he's probably the best coach in the league, in my opinion. And the way he just always manages to get this team to the playoffs, like they shouldn't be here. Like, if you look at their team, they should not be in the playoffs. Like, even if they had their actual starter, it's still Kenny Pickett. Like, this team is not a playoff, should not be in the playoffs, but he's just such a good coach. He just gets them there every year. They're always competitive. Maybe they don't make the playoffs every year, but they're always competitive and they're always in it. So, but yeah, I just think it's too much. If they're going up against, you know, maybe like if they were in the Cleveland Houston matchup, they might have more of a chance. But I think against Buffalo, they're just going to be a little bit outmatched.
Buffalo's red hot right now.
Yeah, Buffalo's fired up. They want to prove people wrong. A lot of people doubted them there for a while. So I think they're playing with a little chip on their shoulder. So I think they're going to handle the Steelers fairly easily. But at the same time, like I said, it's one game. Anything can happen. But it's just, if I'm putting my money down, there's no way I could put it on the Steelers. Although, would be pretty good money to win if I'm sure they're going to be pretty heavy underdogs.
I think Steelers were 10-point underdogs.
Yeah, so could be tempted to throw a little something on it. Yeah.
Anything can happen in the playoffs. All right, so we're now moving on to the NFC. So this was – first game in the NFC is – fifth versus four matchup, Eagles at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I actually have the Buccaneers winning this game. I think the Eagles are – I think the locker room's lost. I don't think A.J. Brown's probably going to play. I think Jalen Hurts is a fraud. I I think the Bucks are going to do just enough to get by. I think it's going to be one of those games where game-winning field goal. I think it gets settled by a game-winning field goal. I want to take the Eagles, but weeks they just come up flat, like just terrible, and they come out that looking in the playoffs, like it's a fired up Baker Mayfield. Like it's going to be tough. Yeah, you're betting on Baker Mayfield, but like Eagles lost to Danny DeVito the other day.
Like, my boy.
I just do not trust the Eagles this year, and I think I have the Bucks winning 23 to 20 in a game winning field goal. It's in Tampa.
Yeah, this is a tough one because I want to take the Bucks so bad. I just don't know. It's tough because I don't really want to bet on Baker, but I also don't really want to bet on Jalen Hurts. It's like who the lesser of two evils is kind of how I see this. But I think I'm just going to take the Eagles solely based off playoff experience. This team has been here. This group has been to the playoffs before. I think they know how to get it done in the playoffs. But at the same time, they're struggling mightily right now, and it's never good to be going into the playoffs when you're cold. It's just never a good recipe. But I do think that they have enough to squeak past Tampa, so I'm going to take the Eagles.
All righty. Yeah, that'll be another – a lot of good close matchups. But my thing is if the Eagles get knocked out first round, probably potentially see a coach getting fired maybe.
Oh, boy.
It's possible.
Hot take. I hate Sirianni, so I wouldn't mind it.
Hot take of the week right there.
we'll see. Remember, every pick I make is correct.
That's true.
Like, I want you, everyone, to parlay the correct scores of the games, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Win yourself a couple million bucks.
What is it, 8-leg parlay? How many legs is that?
Let's see. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, it'll be 6, and then 12 parlay. Legs with correct score.
Yep.
That'd be insane. Right now. All right.
You'll be thanking Caleb later.
I get 10%.
Yeah.
All right. So this next game, I think, is going to be the game of the week. In my opinion, it is Matthew Stafford heading into Detroit to take on his former team, the Detroit Lions. What a storyline! Story writers really nailed this one.
Yeah, it's been lined up perfectly.
I am going to take the Rams because I think the Lions are frauds. I think they are the Vikings of last season. And I think their Stafford's going to knock him out. They lost Laporta. I don't think he's going to play. And I have Rams. I'm going to say Rams 30, Lions 24. I just think Lions defense isn't great. I think Darnold's going to have himself a night. I don't think the Lions can stop Nakua and Kupp. And, yeah, I think the Lions are the most fraudulent team in the NFL this year. Took them 4 Nick Mullen interceptions to beat them by one score. So give me Rams 30-24.
There you go.
Yeah, this one was a tough one for me, but I'm also going to take the Rams because
thank you.
Their defense is very underrated. Like, it's actually been quite good this year. And yeah, they have more playmakers, especially if Laporte is out. Like, they have Puka, they have Cooper Kupp. Kyren Williams has been really good all year at the running back position. You know, Higbee can make a play when you need him to. He's not a superstar, but he's a solid tight end. And yeah, I just think that I take, you know, in a matchup where you're, you know, like you said, with the Mahomes to a matchup with Goff versus Stafford, if I need a clutch drive in the fourth quarter, I'm going to take Stafford over Goff. I think Goff's kind of getting propped up a bit. I think he, you know, showed his colors a bit this season, and I think he's going to go back to being the interception machine that he was, you know, a couple of years ago and before he left LA, sorry.
I think the Lions, they live on running up the middle, hard-nosed football. That's going to be hard to run up the middle when you got number 99 waiting for you.
So that D-line is actually good. Like, people haven't realized that they've actually been very good.
They're one of the hottest teams right now, and I think – I said this before. They're the Vikings last year. Like, Vikings 13-4, that just knew you're fraudulent, but I'm on the Rams.
No, I agree.
Alrighty, so last game of the wild card round, Packers headed to Dallas to take on the Cowboys, and I'm going to go – I have Cowboys, but I think this is going to be closer than a lot of people think. I have Cowboys winning 27-23. I have Cowboys – or Packers covering the spread. So I just think Cowboys – are the better team. Like, they're way better, but I think Packers will somehow keep this game close with Dylan and Jones. I think if you pound the rock, and hopefully Love can make a play here and there, but it's going to be tough against the Cowboys because Dak, CD, Gallup, Pollard, all those, they have a lot of weapons, elite defense. I think the Packers are going to keep it close, but I still think the Cowboys are going to win.
Yeah, I mean, my heart, it hurts me to even say Dallas is going to win a game, but as a Giants fan, I just hate them so much. But I think Green Bay, oh man, I want to take Green Bay so bad. I know a lot of people think this all the time, but I genuinely think Dallas are also a bit fraudulent. They have been great all year, but they never, like, every season they're like, oh yeah, this is our year, and they make the playoffs and they find a way to choke every year. I just don't think it's this game. I think Green Bay is good, better than people think, like you said, and I think it's going to be closer, but Green Bay's defense just isn't quite there, and this Dallas offense is very potent. So if they get rolling early, it could get ugly pretty quick. But Jordan Love has been better this year than I think a lot of people realize. He's played well. I think he's actually going to be a good quarterback for them. But yeah, they just right now don't have the pieces, I think, to keep up with the offense. And Dallas' defense is still pretty good as well. So yeah, it kills me to say it, but I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Alrighty, so we are off to the divisional round. And Dolphins are the sixth seed, right? I think, yeah.
Yeah, so, okay, so you be, should, the first matchup will be...
I have Chiefs at Bills, you have Dolphins at Bills.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll say mine, and then you just say yours. Okay, so second round, I got Chiefs at Buffalo. This will be another really good game. It'll probably be cold in Buffalo again, but whatever, that's what they play through. That's what you get for playing playoff football in January.
True.
This will be a good game, but I'm going to go... Oh, this is – I'm going to go to the Bills. I think the Bills are hot, and I think Chiefs not having that number one wide receiver, this is what you're really going to show. I think Diggs and Davis are going to – Kincaid will take over. Chiefs got to really rely on Kelsey, but it hasn't really shown. I think – yeah, I'm going to go Buffalo. Oh, what would be a good score? Because it's going to be cold. And I think if it's one of those cold games and Buffalo just pounds the rock, I think – Cook and Murray are way better than Pacheco and whatever the other one, Edwards-Helaire. I'm going to go Buffalo 27-24 Buffalo. Close one.
Nice. Close matchup. Yeah, I got – so, yeah, my prediction would have the Dolphins versus Chiefs in this matchup. In this matchup here,
never mind.
I think I'm gonna roll the Dolphins, I think, at this point. In this matchup, my bad. It's not the Dolphins versus Chiefs. We can pass that one. It's the Dolphins versus the Bills.
Yeah.
Dolphins after Bills. In this matchup, Dolphins versus Bills, I would lean the Bills, because they are a very hot team right now, and momentum is huge in the playoffs. We've seen it year after year. A team that comes in hot that no one really saw coming and then just keeps that momentum going. It'll be a cold game. I gave the Dolphins the benefit of the doubt for the cold game in the against the Chiefs, but I think back-to-back games in the cold, I think I'm going to take the Bills here. I think they got a better overall team. Again, this is another one I could see going either way. I think it'll be a close matchup. I think Yeah, just the only reason I hesitate taking the Bills is because Josh Allen just loves to turn the ball over.
Yeah.
He just loves throwing picks. And but you mean we saw it in the last game and last week, Tua likes to throw picks too. So I don't think you can really base on that. So I think overall team, I'm gonna take the Bills.
Alrighty, so we both have Browns at Ravens.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, this will be an intriguing matchup because you have the Ravens. This will be like 3 weeks of Lamar sitting. And you got Joe Flacco coming in to face his former team. This will be one of those like gritty football games, you know? I'm gonna take. Oh, I kind of want to go Browns, but I'm gonna go Ravens. 17-13 to advance to the conference championships.
Yeah, I think yeah, it's gonna be a tough one. This is gonna be one of those like defensive struggles, but I think yeah, I'm gonna take Baltimore. I
It'll
think,
be close, but it would be a
yeah,
great story if the Browns could pull it off. But I think injuries are going to catch up with them at some point.
yeah. I think it would be a great story for Flacco to come back to Baltimore as on the Browns and beat Baltimore in the playoffs. It would be hilarious, but I just think Baltimore, yeah, just. Their defense is always so good, and Lamar, I think, is due for a playoff, kind of a big playoffs where he kind of puts his name back on the map as one of the top
Yeah.
quarterbacks in the league. So I think they're going to squeak it out. But yeah, it's definitely going to be a close one, I think.
All right, moving to the divisional round. So I got Cowboys at Bucks. I think you have Cowboys at Eagles. No, Eagles at Cowboys. I have Bucks at Cowboys.
Yeah.
At least already. So I have the Cowboys beating the Bucks 20. I have this actually being a blowout, 31-13. I just think the matchup is not great. I think they don't have the greatest O line. The Bucks. I think Micah Parsons will have himself a day. I'm on the Cowboys hype train right now, for some reason. And I think they blow out the Buccaneers. That's my prediction. It's kind of a hot take too.
On my bracket, I have it would be the Cowboys versus the Rams.
Cowboys versus the Rams.
And then it would be the Niners versus either the Bucks or the Eagles. But I could be wrong. My
Who'd
bracket
you
could be
pick?
wrong.
Oh, you
I
took the
took,
Eagles.
yeah. Yeah, so mine right now would look like Eagles versus Niners and Cowboys versus Rams.
You had Eagles, Rams, Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
It'd be Eagles at Cowboys, Rams at 49ers because they reseed.
All right, okay, perfect. My bad.
Yeah, you're good. So you have Eagles at Cowboys.
Right. Yeah, I see that now. Awesome. I'm gonna take the Cowboys again here. This is a lose-lose for me as a Giants fan again. But yeah, I think I just don't believe in the Eagles that much. I think the Dallas is too good, unfortunately. I think this is a year where they're going to make a deeper playoff run. And so yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys just because I think they have a better overall team and Dak has had himself a very good season. So just hope he doesn't turn back into the old Dak all of a sudden.
Alrighty, so I now Rams at 49ers. This will be another intriguing matchup because the Rams are red hot, but the 49ers are I like to just the only way I see the 49ers losing this game is if Brock Purdy shows why he was a seventh round pick. But I think Shanahan will put him in a situation where he doesn't have to be a superstar. He can relax, sit in the pocket, dump a couple balls off, which he usually does. So I'm going to take the 49ers in this one. I think it'll be a close one. I think it'll be a very good matchup. But I think 49ers defense should be able to shut down the Rams offense. And like Stafford, he's not quick, so he's kind of sitting duck there. And I think Chase Young, Bosa will have deal day on him and maybe get a couple sacks, maybe a forced fumble. So I have 49ers 27, Rams 17.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I think the Niners are just the better team. I think it's a good coaching matchup between Shanahan and McVay, and so it's always an entertaining. I'm sure it'll be a very entertaining game. I think it'll be a close one again, but I think San Francisco's just, yeah, their system's just set up so perfectly for Purdy, and they have so many playmakers around him. Like, the Rams have, you know, Kupa or Kupp and Nakua, but like the Niners got Kittle, they got Ayuk, they got Debo, they got Christian McCaffrey. Like, it's just an insane offense. So I just think it's going to be too much for the Rams to handle. So I'm going to take the Niners as well.
All right, now we're on a championship weekend. And the AFC, I got Bills at Ravens. This will be a fun matchup.
Yeah, this will be a good one.
This will be a wild, wild game. I'm going to go Bills. Bills are red hot. I think, I think this will be one of those games where it's going to be whoever can run the ball more efficiently. And I just love James Cook. I think Allen can make those throws when he needs to. So I think he has better weapons than Lamar. And I think it's tough to say because it will be cold, but I think this could be a shootout, possibly. And I think I trust Josh Allen's arm to win me a shootout. So give me Bills. Give me 38 to 28 Buffalo in a wild game.
Big score.
And the Bills advance to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I have the same matchup. And I think the big deciding factor for me, I think I'm going to take the Bills. I think the reason is that I think this game is going to Lamar Jackson, is going to miss Mark Andrews in this game. I think if he had Mark Andrews, that's his guy. Like, that's his go-to when things break down or the play breaks down. He looks for Andrews. And Zay Flowers has been very good as a rookie. But I just think that I think the Bills just, take the edge and have a few more playmakers. And even though the Ravens went and added Dalvin Cook, I don't think that's going to move the needle for me too much. So I think I'm going to take the Bills to go to the Super Bowl.
All right, then AFC or NFC. Got Cowboys at 49ers. Do you have the same matchup, I believe?
I do, yeah.
I think this is where the Cowboys' luck runs out. I think they got spanked by the 49ers earlier in the season.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be close, but I'm going to take 49ers in a defensive battle. I'm going 20-17, 49ers win. This will be, I think Dak's going to throw a couple picks. I think even Purdy might throw a couple picks. It's going to be an interesting matchup. I'm going to go low scoring. Actually, no, never mind. What am I thinking? It's warm in San Francisco. give me 27-23 49ers. I think it's going to be Dak gets the ball with a couple minutes left, needs to have a drive, and I think he's going to throw a game-ending interception in the end zone. Write it down.
And then everyone's going to be like, oh, classic Dak. Yeah, I think the Niners are just too good. I think they're overall a better team. I think they just, again, they have the edge. I'd say CeeDee's probably the best receiver in the game, but they have this better tight end, better running back. Quarterback, it could be up for debate. I know Purdy is often looked at as a system quarterback, but I think at the end of the day, I think the Niners this is their year, if you ask me, and I think you can take them going to the Super Bowl.
And speaking of the Super Bowl, I think we have the same Super Bowl matchup, Bills 49ers.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas, Nevada.
Las Vegas.
This will be an exciting matchup.
Yeah. Yeah, this will be a sweet one. I wish I could be there.
Yeah, $5,000 a ticket.
Yeah.
If the Vikings aren't making Super Bowl, I would consider it. But $5,000 is just getting into the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hotel. I just have to live in my car or something.
Sleep outside on a bench.
be homeless for a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bills 49ers. This will be a very good match. We've got the red hot 49ers for the red hot Bills. Who do I think wins? Ooh, I don't know. This will be a good matchup. But I'm gonna ride hot with the red hot Bills. Bills win 31-27. And Super Bowl MVP. Someone on the Buffalo defense. I don't know. I can't think of a name off the top of my head. I think I'm going with the team with the better quarterback, and I think this is where Purdy will fumble, kind of like how Garoppolo did when they were in the Super Bowl last time. I'm going to go with the guy with better running back, or not, better quarterback, and that's Josh Allen. I think Josh Allen's going to get the job done.
Yeah, I should give
Super Bowl MVP Josh Allen. So I think Purdy's going to throw a couple crucial picks or fumbles or whatever.
Honestly, I have the Niners for the exact same reasons, just flipped. I think that the Josh Allen is going to go back to being Josh Allen and make a couple boneheaded decisions that cost the Bills. And then everyone's going to be like questioning if he's really that good. And there's going to be a huge offseason debate about it. And I think Brock Purdy's going to have his Tom Brady moment. And he's going to go into the Super Bowl. And he's going to prove that he's not a system quarterback, even though he might still be. And he's going to win the Super Bowl MVP. And the Niners are going to win the Super Bowl.
I don't want the Niners to win the Super Bowl because Marshall's a 49ers fan.
Oh, man. He's probably going to love this episode then.
True. He's just feeling so.
Yeah.
Bills are – so I have the Bills winning the Super Bowl. Bryson has the 49ers winning the Super Bowl. Chase, who do you got?
Let's go 49ers. Why not?
Yeah.
Come on.
Everyone fade Caleb.
No, this is exactly how the bracket's gonna go.
Lock it in.
Yeah, fade me.
Whatever Trent bets on, just do the opposite.
Yep.
Yeah.
Book it with Trent, do the opposite.
Don't book it with Trent.
Don't book it with Trent.
Alrighty, so time to do our bracket.
Over to hockey. To the
hockey
ballot.
The old all-star vote.
Yeah, now I can input. Caleb, you want to start us off while Bryson finds his?
Alrighty, yeah. So how should we do this? Should I?
I don't know. We could do...
Because I think we should pretty much have similar picks.
I would think so. We just do player by player. And then as soon as one of our players gets said, then it's already... Just move on.
Actually, I gotta make my picks.
Okay, I'll go first then. I think overall the first player that is available should be the first thing that everybody chooses, Willie Nylander, Willie Styles. I think he's an easy pick to put in right here as one of the guys that hasn't been picked yet, having a really good season and locking up what, $88 million for himself, something like that.
Yeah, big bag.
Yeah.
Big bag.
Kid coming into play or coming into the All-Star game. So I don't see any world where he's not in it. So.
Yeah, I think that's totally fair. My first one is going to be Breadman, Artemi Panarin. I think even though he said he's probably not going to be at All-Star Weekend or something because he's having a child or something. Can't remember. I thought I saw a report of him not being there, but
dad things.
Doing dad things. But I think got to give him a vote. He's just dominating again as he always does. You know, he's shaved his head, and I thought he might lose some of his skill. Seems to still be good at hockey. So
55-point season right now.
Yeah.
Willie Styles sitting at a 54-point season, so it's kind of hard to argue there. Yep.
Yeah. Who's your first vote, Caleb?
All right, my first vote, I had both Panarin and Nylander. So I'll just say my first difference from you guys.
Yep.
I have Elias Pettersson.
Yep.
Dominating year so far this season with 52 points in 40 games.
Yep.
I think he should be a lock to make it.
My next pick, so
along with his teammate JT Miller, I think he should also 54 points in 40 games. I think that should make it. But
yeah, I got both those guys as well, with the same reasons. They're kind of back to back, so same for me. Who you got next, Bryson?
Yeah, I also had JT and Pettersson, and then I obviously had to take one of my favorite players and I think most underrated players, and I'm sad that he plays for the Avalanche, but Mikko Rantanen. He's just so consistent, so good. 50-point season already, like the other guys, and gets overshadowed by MacKinnon a lot, but he's if he was on any other team, he'd be a superstar.
Yeah,
or tough. He'd be their best player by far. So
and Makar. I got Makar on here as well, but
I also have Makar and Rantanen.
It's tough when you got MacKinnon and Makar on the same team, and Rant, like you said, he's in kind of in the shadow.
Yeah, but he's definitely an all-star.
Yeah, so MacKinnon and Makar and Rantanen both locked in. I'll go. I got a little bit of a slower season, but definitely not a guy you're going to sleep on, Leon Draisaitl.
You Oilers really put him on your ballot?
Pick. I did.
I did too. I think he'll get in fan voting, you know.
Yeah, I just don't see it.
He's had a solid season. Actually,
he's not having a bad season. It's just not as good as
his standards.
It's not number one McDavid, number two Draisaitl. So yeah, Draisaitl getting in for me.
And then my last spot, I have Marner.
Yeah, I got Marner as well.
I had to go a little different, and I took Mark Scheifele.
I thought about
the Jets are the best team in the league right now, so I had to have at least one player. Like, obviously, I'd have been their automatic player that got in, but yeah, Scheifele's having himself a pretty good year, so.
Yeah. I picked Gensel over Scheifele.
That's a good – I debated that too.
You didn't take Marner? Yeah. Who'd you?
What was that?
Oh, and I took – no, yeah, I took Jesper Brodd as well.
Gotcha.
He's he's kind of the same thing. He gets overshadowed by Jack Hughes a bit, but he's having a very dominant year.
Go over your guys' as like forwards and whatever.
Yeah, and then last, I don't know if you guys finished all your guys. I had Hyman in there as well, having just like a pretty good season, especially when you're on the Oilers and you're leading the team in goals. So that's something to be said right there.
Do you think they'll take like certain amount of defensemen and stuff, or do you think it really matters?
See, you would think it should matter, but it's fan voting, so
I don't really know, because I'm shocked they didn't have it like defense and like that, you know?
Yeah. No, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I agree. You're going to put a bunch of forwards on D?
Because I think it's like a draft. Like everyone drafts their own team. So if I was to pick a defenseman to take over that spot, I would probably take Noah Dobson, maybe, if it was a defenseman. But I don't really know how this works.
Yeah.
All right, so
decent D guy up there is Kale.
Kale and Hughes.
And Hughes.
But how many were pre-selected?
Bouchard's had a pretty decent season. He's available to be picked. I didn't have him, but he is he's a pretty good option actually. He's got a 39-point season. So.
There was two defensemen selected in the pre-selected category. Dahlin and Hughes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Hedman's also up there, 39-point season.
Yeah, he's always good.
Yeah.
I think it should just simply be there's a committee, you vote, like they pick who goes. I don't like the fan vote because then you get like John Scott in there and stuff.
Yeah, it's just a popularity contest.
Yeah. And I hate the one player per team because you have Boone Jenner and Tom Wilson going. Like, come on.
I know, I saw Tom Wilson already locked in. I was like, that's interesting.
Like, there's so many guys here that should not be going.
Yeah. It's an all-star game, not a participation.
Yeah. It's... All right, so let's go to our goaltending.
Yeah.
So my first vote for my goaltending was Thatcher Demko.
Yep, fair enough.
I think he is probably easily the best goalie on the list of people available.
Yeah.
And then I had my second goalie as Sergei Bobrovsky.
Yep, I had both same picks.
And then my third goalie, I had Tristan Jarry.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Decent season. Then my last goalie, I don't know if you guys have Joey Decord.
I didn't, but he has.
I actually do have him.
229 GAA, 922 save percentage. I was like, oh, he probably doesn't have the games, but he has 22 starts.
Yeah.
So he's definitely the goalie there now. Like, he's taking over.
The two places I switched from where you did it is I did I did Demko and Bobrovsky. And this is solely leading into the All-Star game. This isn't really
Jack Campbell.
Yes. Lost his starting spot in the AHL. Bring him into the All-Star game.
If you want offense.
I did Skinner.
There it is.
Just because. But like his last seven games. 7-0 last seven games. He got 276 GAA. And two shutouts, 16 wins in 27 games played. So his last seven games have been solid. Otherwise, I wouldn't have picked him. Like, start of the season, absolutely not. Last season, absolutely not. But just leading into the All-Star game, I had him. And then I had Ingram, which is just – he's just.
Yeah, I forgot about Ingram.
Yeah, he's just had a great season. Like, 261 GAA, 916 save percentage. 13
pretty
wins.
Pretty quirky team.
Yeah, exactly. Four shutouts was what I was really looking at because I couldn't see anybody that was touching four shutouts. Jari's got four. But otherwise, it's 1-2-0.
Okay, I'm going to do something bad, but I'm going to change my bracket, my thing.
Okay.
I'm going to take out Marner.
Yep.
Give me Brock frickin' Besser.
I did look at Beth here. I did look at him.
The stud himself, Prince Charming.
Yeah, my goalies are same. I got Decord, Demko, and Bobrovsky, but then my last one is Sorokin.
Okay.
He's still got like a 909 save percentage. He's still having a really good season. And he's just Mr. Consistent between the pipes. So
too bad he doesn't have a team around him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He just, yeah, on a not great team.
He got mucked by the Canucks tonight.
Did he?
Yeah.
Four goals on 31 shots, but
yeah.
Still not you great. Had Tyler Myers scoring you. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, that's true. That guy should not be scoring.
All right, so I'm going to – I think we're done with our bracket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna add one more little discussion before we end the podcast.
Tell me.
Yes or no? Do you think this is the year Canada finally brings a cup home?
Oh boy, here's the hot take.
What are your thoughts?
Hot take, Jets are going steamrolling all the way through to the end. No choke.
What? You're not picking the Oilers?
That's the hot take.
I think this is the best year of Canadian teams we have. You got the Jets, Canucks, Leafs.
Yeah.
I'll even put Edmonton in there.
Yeah, if they could.
Because Edmonton, I'm thinking they're down here in a wild card spot by now.
If you eliminate their first like seven or eight games, like they're like they only have a couple losses.
Oilers are two points out of a playoff spot.
So if they continue the way they are, I think playoffs for sure. But it really does look pretty good. Like the options for Canada are looking pretty good right now. As long as
the Canucks have a 4-point lead in the Pacific. Jets are leading the Central.
And just the NHL in general.
Yeah. Leafs are third in the Atlantic. I think you'll see a Canadian team in the finals this year. But yeah. Do I think they will win? It's tough to say. So, Chase or Bryson.
What?
Rank the Canadian teams. Let's just say rank from one to four, from most likely number one to least likely to win a cup this year. Rank them: Winnipeg, Vancouver, Toronto, Edmonton.
Okay. Bryson, do you want to go first or me?
You can go.
Okay.
Start from four.
The Jets, I just really don't see being consistent and holding what they've been doing.
Are you putting them at four?
Not a bad track or not a good track record. I really think it's between them or the Leafs for the exact same reasons.
Wait, who are you ranking number four right now?
Yeah.
So like least likely.
Yeah. And I want to say, I'll just go Leafs just because they're behind the Jets right now.
So you think the Leafs are least likely of the Canadian teams?
Yeah.
Okay. Leafs, three.
And just to not be a homer, I'll go Edmonton Canucks.
So you think the Canucks have the best chance to win a cup this year for Canada?
I just don't like the track record from the Jets and the Leafs. And
I just think having 65% of your cap tied to four or five players, I don't think is a good recipe for success.
Yeah, doesn't usually do it. So yeah, I'm gonna go Canucks.
Alrighty, Bryson.
I was Oilers, but I don't want to be a homer, so I'll leave it there like that.
Yeah, I have actually the exact same list as Chase, because the Leafs have to be at four because they're going to choke. It's just inevitable. It's just what they do.
Yep.
And then I think – actually, you know what? I'll flip it. I'll put the Oilers at three because I don't trust their goaltending whatsoever.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put the Oilers at three. I'll put the Jets at two because they have a better goaltender. I think Hellebuck still, even though he's, again, kind of gets forgotten about, I think he's still an elite goaltender.
Yep.
And then number one is the Canucks again, and it's also because of goaltending. I think Demko's having a really, really good bounce back here, obviously. And I think they have a really solid team, and they have guys producing like Filip Hronek came out of nowhere. Like, he was always a good defenseman, but he's really stepped it up this year. Yep. And yeah, they just seem to be meshing. So I could take the Jets, but I think I'm gonna lean Canucks.
So yep. my four. I'm gonna go four. Oh, I don't wanna put Edmonton fourth, but I think that's what I'm gonna do.
It feels wrong.
It's just because you have McDavid and Draisaitl, but I agree with Bryson. I just don't trust that goaltending.
Especially if Skinner has a bad stretch or a couple of
games, and then
you're like, who do you like? You don't have anybody.
Then the thing with the Jets is they're doing this without Connor, so he'll be back.
Like, is Picard really a good fall back onto in the playoffs?
No.
So yeah. I'm gonna go. I don't want to put the Leafs last because I think with the Leafs is you finally got over the first round. Now I think you can make a deeper run. So I'm gonna go. I'll just do it. Edmonton four. I don't like their defense. I don't like their goaltending. They have a lot of firepower, though. They have a solid top six.
Yeah.
I would put God. I'd put
so much variability.
I'll put do I like the Leafs or the Jets more? I'm gonna go Jets third.
Leafs, like, who's their goalie?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me Leafs third.
Martin Leafs. Jones is gonna carry them.
He's been really freaking good.
Yeah,
I think he was player of the week, and I was gonna drop him fast. He was like, damn, he just won player of the week, so I better keep him. So I'll go Leafs third. They have good firepower. I think their bottom six is pretty weak. Goaltending's weak. Yeah, I'll go Jets 2. Great goaltending, decent defense. I still think they need make a move or two, but they're getting a lot of the Vilardi trade, and like they're just a solid team. Like their bottom six is pretty good. Like I still think that they'll get Connor back. That's a big acquisition. I think they still need to make one more move. I think they need a defenseman, but I think I have the Canucks 1. I think the Canucks have the best bottom six in the league. I think statistically they are the best bottom six. They have a top 5 goalie. They have a top, you could say top 1, top 2 defenseman. I think, but the Canucks are one move away. I think they need to go out and get Elias Lindholm, Jake Gensel, someone like that, because I think if they're going to run the JT Miller, Besser and Pedersen line, you need something on that second line.
Gensel would be a pretty big move right there.
I saw Gensel, Lindholm, maybe even Konecki if the Flyers fall off. They just need to make that move. They need a top 6 forward. And I think this team is set to make a run. I don't think they'll win it this year, but I think they're going to be contenders next year. I still think they're Canada's best chance because you have Myers' contract off the books. That's $6 million there. So you could go add someone. So I think they need to make a move, and I think they'll be the number one Canadian team.
There you go. Put in.
So I got
– maybe not a parlay, but another pick.
Edmonton, Toronto, Winnipeg, Vancouver. So we all have Vancouver as Canada's best chance.
Lock in the Canucks right now.
Canucks Stanley Cup champions.
Lock it in.
And the Canucks just beat the best team in the league 6-3 last night, the Rangers, and then they came out today and beat the Islanders 5-2. So
let's be honest, we're gonna talk about all this, and then it's gonna end up being like Vegas and Tampa Bay in the finals somehow.
Oh, most likely, but we can all like we can
dream.
Yeah.
We can dream. Just a little boy's dream.
Yeah, I just want to see a cup in Canada.
That's fair.
Yeah, we need one.
Yep.
Just get those out there before we end it. I'm beating Dustin by 115 points right now.
You love to see it.
I do love to see it. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. It's a very, very inclusive joke, but yeah.
I have a meme made for when I win. Hopefully I win. I want to be able to post it. Throw it up. So, alrighty, I think we're done here. So, if you want
to. Nice. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you enjoyed our episode. Lock in a couple bets. Get them in right now while the odds are good in your favor. Yeah. And we'll try and get another episode out maybe next week. But, you know, could change. But we'll try.
We'll try not to be a month. We'll try to be routine with it once a week.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
All right. See you guys in the next one.
Deuces.
See ya.